Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And he swings and lifts it in the air deep. Left field line in the corner goes Hayes looking up, and it's gone. Jordan Alvarez with an opposite field 2-run home run. His 26th home run of the year. The Astros put 5 on the board here in the 4th inning, and they lead it now 6-0 over Walker and the Phils.
Ah, oh, what a day yesterday. What a day. After all the good vibes for about 4 days, the Phillies go out there yesterday and what Doc Rivers would call a schedule loss. Yeah, offense played the role too, as they got no hit for about 7 innings. But the real culprit was Taijuan Walker. And this has to be it. This has to be it for Taijuan Walker. Oh, my. Hope you're proud of yourself, Hugh Douglas.
I hope you're proud. Wait a minute. Why?
Because you painted the picture that he's going to get another start, and then he took a match, and he just set the place on fire yesterday.
I was just being real with y'all. I just kept it real. I was a drunk uncle at the barbecue, that told you your girlfriend wasn't that attractive or your boyfriend wasn't that attractive, and I wasn't lying.
Can I be real now?
Yes.
This guy has stolen $18 million this season. We're not watching a major league pitcher.
We're not
watching a major leaguer, Hugh. His ERA is in the mid-sixes. He pitched 6 innings yesterday and had 0 strikeouts and only 2 swings and misses. You could find almost any pitcher in the minor leagues right now. Bring them up. They would do better.
Can I? Listen. No, because I saw the post game. I was at Chicken Pete's when the post game came on, right? So I only could hear it in... I didn't hear the whole thing. I didn't hear what he said the whole thing. But whatever he said, people were like, are you kidding me?
Do you want to hear it?
Joe, because I'm listening. And I'm like, but I knew, like, you know how when you're watching something and you can tell by the person's facial expression that they really aren't reading the room?
Yeah.
Or they're really not, they really don't have a clue?
Mm-hmm.
Or it feels like they don't have a clue about what has really happened, has transpired? That's what it kind of felt like yesterday.
Let's hear that. Yesterday after the game, after Taijuan Walker gives up 6 runs in 6 innings, has 0 strikeouts, he allowed, I believe, 13 hits yesterday in a baseball game.
Bro, 13. I was driving down and the game started. He had like 4 hits. He gave up 4 hits already, and it was like in the first inning or something like that. It was something crazy.
Do you know how many pitchers in Philly's history? The last time a pitcher in Philly's history allowed 13 hits without a single strikeout was in 1948.
Oh.
1948, okay? They were still, at that point, getting used to Jackie Robinson playing in the major leagues. It's a long time ago.
And this is a franchise with a lot of bad pitching.
The way that you just said that was crazy.
Well, they were. I mean, obviously a lot of people were not happy about it.
You just people,
No, it was just the way...
Well, because he debuted in 47, right? It was still, like, it was new. Jackie Robinson was new.
Damn, that's the longest time ago.
I know. Jackie Robinson was new.
I think you just got you people.
No, he didn't. It was just the way. No, he kept it clean, but the way he said it, I mean, you know, you got to.
It was
kids,
new.
You got to think about that. For
it
a
was
while.
New. All right, let's hear from Taiwan what he was talking about yesterday.
Ty, what do you think you need to do to get back to, like, the best version of yourself?
I mean, you know, it's, it doesn't really look like it today, but, I mean, I thought I had too many ground ball outs as I got today and weaker contact that I got today. I thought it was a step in the right direction. So I got a lot of ground balls. You know, the two-seam into righties is something we worked on this past bullpen. I feel like I executed pretty well. I just think that, you know, just continue going, getting the ground balls, trying to get as much weak contact as possible.
I mean, come on.
Step but, in the right direction.
No, listen. I get what he was doing. He's trying to make it positive. He's trying to salvage his self-esteem. That probably wasn't a moment to do that.
Can I steal a line from you?
Yes.
Yeah, that dog's not hunting. That dog is not hunting.
He was being reflective in your try. You know how when you're like, well, you know, I had the ground balls were doing what they do. Yeah. Bro, you ain't get a strikeout. You say no strikeouts since what, 1940 what?
Last time a Phillies pitcher gave up that many hits without a single strikeout was 1948. I mean, you got to be bad. And that's what he is right now.
Do you think that he didn't realize that? I mean, you got to know you ain't throwing strikes, though.
Like, you know when no one is swinging and missing that you're in trouble. And no one is swinging and missing. He got two swings and missed yesterday. So the Phillies get blown out. Can we hear from Topper, and then we'll look forward to a team that has a huge series starting tonight. And the reality is now, they've lost the last nine times that Walker has started. They haven't won a game with Taiwan pitching since May 22nd. We are about to go to September here, everybody. All right, let's hear from Topper after the game last night.
Taiwan's sprinter had the better action since he came back. Of course, on the fastball, it really hasn't translated to results. Just what do you think that is?
Not really sure. I don't really have an answer for it. I thought he was okay for the first couple innings, and then he lost finish in the fourth, but... There wasn't a whole lot of hard contact early, but fourth there was. But to his credit, he gave us the fifth and sixth and wanted to go back out there and save the bullpen. So, it was a rough day all the way around in every aspect.
Where do you go from here with
that? Now we got to talk about.
When Walker came back in after that fourth inning, I don't think you had a conversation with him. What was that about?
Well, I just wanted to make sure he was okay, and he wanted to go back out. And then in the fifth inning, it was like 13 pitches, so he still had some pitches left, and so I wanted to make sure he was okay again, and he wanted to go back out. So he finished strong. That fourth inning was a little rough.
Is there a possibility that he starts again this year?
We got to discuss it.
Two chances there to say he's going to start again. He kept saying, we need to discuss it. So obviously this is the decision they have to make, but they lose yesterday big. By the way, some big Eagles news coming down. We'll tell you about it in just a minute here. But Hugh, now they have the Braves coming in. Braves won again last night. Five games is the lead. The Braves just swept the Minnesota Twins. Phillies won two out of three. They did win the series against Houston, but they lost the game off the lead because the Braves swept their series against Minnesota. Hugh, are you... you nervous about this series? This is the Braves' final chance. This is the last time they play each other. This is the Braves' last shot at the Phillies. Phillies up five heading into tonight.
No, I'm not worried. I know what happened yesterday, and it was something that was said. I think Kyle said it first, and I heard it again. Where, and I think it was TK. Was TK on last night? Somebody on there. I think
TK
it was him and Ashlyn.
And Ashlyn were on, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to both of them because I was listening to the show, and I think they said it as well, that the players knew that Taiwan was on the mound, and so they kind of gave up. I'm not saying that wasn't true, but there's probably something to that.
Well, there's a mental aspect to it.
And then on top of that, you talk about the way they move people around. Like Taiwan was supposed to pitch tonight, and they moved him to last night.
Good thing.
Yeah. So I feel like Topper did this on purpose, and follow me, people, because. Before Kyle start yelling and screaming, he's about to start screaming. Listen to what I'm about to say, Kyle. Because You have to give him. This is the ninth game he's had where he hasn't won. Give me a minute, Kyle. I'm going to wrap it all up for you. In a minute.
Can we wrap up his career in Philadelphia,
no,
please?
But let me tell you. So now you've put yourself in a situation where it's almost like when you go to HR, and I've been to HR. Like when you mess up, y'all can relate to this. Well, y'all probably can't, but I'll tell you. When you go to HR and they had that folder of all your transgressions,
oh, no.
And they just, you know what I mean? And they show you that folder, and they show you on this date of August 23rd, 2020, you did so-and-so-and-so, and we reprimanded you for it. It's kind of the same thing. They got nine games. They got a nine-game sampling size.
So they put that last one yesterday on top, six innings, zero strikeouts.
Yes, yes. And now when – because, see, this is the thing y'all tend to forget about Taiwan. Taiwan has had what are the moments you want to call them, where – he's kind of thrown little hissy fits.
Yeah, he's been a big old baby.
Where he felt like he's been slighted. He felt like he should have gotten more. He's felt entitled.
Yeah, that's a good word.
That's the word I'm looking for. He's felt entitled.
He wanted to be on the playoff team.
On the playoff team last year. He felt some kind of way. He liking tweets, talking bad about your boss. Now that one was in the folder too, Joe. That one went in the folder. That one, he didn't get in trouble for that one that day. But you best believe that one's in the folder.
I kind of hope this happens. He goes in a top result.
No, I'm trying to tell you, Joe, it's in the folder. It's also in the folder when he rushed to come back and he forced his way back into the lineup. And the Coupe de Gracie was the nine innings.
The what?
The Coupe de Gracie.
That is not it.
It's the Coupe de Gracie,
Coup de
Gras. Right?
Coup de Gras.
Coupe de Gracie. How you spell it?
Sure.
Eminominee. The Coupe de Gracie.
Just Cook. What do you got?
No. And that was it. That's it. That night, that game yesterday?
Yeah, that was it.
That was the Coupe
well,
de Grace.
It better be it. It better be it. Now, listen, I wish they had the momentum off of yesterday going to the Braves series. I'm not worried. My gut check is the same as it's been since June. I'm not worried about the Braves. I'm not worried.
Nah.
They will perform well this weekend, and they will. This is the Braves' last shot, and I don't expect the Braves to come in here and create any sort of real dent. I'm not nervous, worried heading into the weekend. Kyle, how about you?
I'll give you a coup de Gracie here, Hugh. That was a step in the right direction for Taiwan Walker. That direction is off of this baseball team or never on the mound pitching for this team again. This is why it was so stupid to roll him back out there again. This team finally just started feeling like it was gaining momentum, getting the bats were going, the offense got hot. Like,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The vibes were high. We had JT talking about this team being built to win the World Series before yesterday's game. You know what happened when they rolled him out there? The team gave up. They got no hit through seven innings. I think they all walked into that stadium yesterday saying, we're not winning this game. Let's mail it in and get ready for the Braves series. I am worried that this just killed all of that momentum right before the biggest series of the season. If this series goes wrong, I am putting this squarely on Rob Thompson for putting him back out there.
I get that.
But that was an appalling decision.
Yeah, but what about Dombrowski's role in this? He paid him, and he's got to give – he has to bring a pitcher up from the minor leagues, right? Topper needs another option.
Sure, but why – like, does Rob Thompson, like, not have any sway whatsoever where he can't say to Dave Dombrowski, this guy is actively hurting my team on a day-to-day basis.
I agree.
He can't start again.
Now,
Topper can make that decision.
Well, the decision I feel was made yesterday.
But
it was made yesterday.
You heard it yesterday. He said – we had to talk about that.
Topper has a hand in this decision. This isn't solely Dave Dombrowski forcing Thompson to put him back out there. Topper can say, no, are you serious about winning the World Series? Are you serious about winning the division? He can't go out there again.
Well, then look at the way
the team responded to him playing yesterday.
Put the pressure on Dombrowski now. Maybe he has behind the scenes. We don't know. But he's got to go to him and say, you got to give me somebody else. I can't win with this guy.
Okay, well then Topper can do that too. Like, honestly, I am willing to roll the dice on anybody out there on the mound besides Taiwan Walker.
I think that's what happened yesterday, though, Kyle. I mean, I think there's a lot of behind the scenes with this, and there might have been a camp that wanted Taiwan out there and a camp that didn't, and maybe Topper was in that camp.
What camp was that? Taiwan?
Wait a minute.
Himself? His family?
But my point is this.
Hugh?
Yeah.
you had to do this. Like I came with another high end analogy when I said the HR moment because
it was funny. I mean, especially with
it was on point.
Here's where you're wrong. They did not have to roll him out there yesterday. They didn't.
So here's
the decision was easy. Say don't never go out there again. They're about to do it right now.
I am not concerned about the series against the Braves. I think they'll pick up where they left off. They've got their four good starters out there. They're going to be okay in this series this weekend. I'm not worried about the Braves. I'm not worried about this weekend because of yesterday. But I will go off this. If they miss out on the one seed or two seed by a game, like I'm going to point to the last nine starts by Taiwan Walker. They can't win with this guy. Nine.
So why put him back out there when you know he's a guaranteed out?
I didn't want to put him back
out
there.
That's a disastrous decision by Thompson.
Speaking of, this might not be disastrous, but it certainly is noteworthy. We have some Eagles news here, Hugh, to hit before we go back to the phone lines. All right, so according to Ian Rapoport, Eagles veteran defensive back James Bradbury suffered a lower leg injury during yesterday's practice. Surgery not required, but the injury involves a tendon, and recovery time for an injury of this nature is approximately 6 to 8 weeks. That's a big one.
That's great for him.
It's a time. What? He got hurt.
Well, let me just say this.
he's like, injured.
Like when I think, like, especially now for Bradbury being an older player, I'm thinking more so not that he's playing the vested. Like,
I'm
and now
trying
it's
to
a
win
roster
football
spot.
Games.
No, but it's a but. Okay, let me break this down for you just a little bit. Like, the other day we were all surprised that he made the team, right?
Yes.
And a lot of people were kind of upset that he made the team. So what I was thinking was, it's a win-win. Because now you get that roster spot and he gets vested.
So it's better for him.
It's better for him. That's how I was thinking.
Sure, in terms of him staying on the roster and he gets to get paid while
he's
injured.
Yes.
But the issue for me is they're thin at safety to begin with. They put him on the team because they're thin at safety.
Yeah, and they're probably going to go out and get somebody. Somebody's been cut. It'll probably be somebody who actually plays safety. But there are some safeties out there that you could get to fill that roster spot.
We got to play Jordan Love next Friday, and we're taking people off the street to play backup safety?
Well, I mean, you know, some good players got cut the other day, and I'm pretty sure teams are still filling out their rosters. You know, there are still some moves to be made. That's how I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I said it out loud, though. I was like, well, it's a good thing.
The Chargers just released a safety, Tony Jefferson.
A little older, but he's been around. He was with the Ravens.
He's actually expected to join their practice squad. Okay. False alarm.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to the phone lines and all this stuff. Is this truly a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles? I don't think so. Hugh is banging the table that he wants to get to New Orleans, and this is that kind of season. And your reaction to yesterday, are you worried now about this Braves series after the Phillies lost that momentum yesterday against the Astros with the disastrous start by Taiwan Walker? And Hugh's clues. First clue today, current college football coach that Hugh knows personally. Winner today gets a pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party. All right, let's go to Drew in Westchester. Hey, Drew.
Drew.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Been a little bit. Good to talk to you.
You too, Drew. Good. How you been, buddy? Well, you good? Bro.
Yeah, I'm good. Joe, congrats on your gig hosting the pregame show. I will see you for the Falcons game, and I know it's going to be your first home game, but I need you to bring it because I'm having a son later this fall, so it might be the only game I'm at this year. I'm going to be watching a lot of games from home, so I need you to bring it that night, fire in the crowd.
Oh, true. I will do that. Thank you for the congratulations,
man.
Yeah, that's true. That's awesome, and I will bring it. It will be easy to bring energy to that night for two reasons. One, it's the first home game, first one, and that's the Nick Foles night, Drew. I mean, we're all going to be energized that night.
Yes, I'm looking forward to some Foles chants in the crowd, kind of fitting that the Falcons and Kirk Cousins and all. And thank you, Q. I really appreciate it. So in terms of the Eagles topic, I'm going to try my own bad analogy for a few seconds here, and I think it'll make sense. So a couple years ago, I hurt my hand playing volleyball. I dove for a ball and just kind of landed on it awkwardly, and it was bothering me a little bit, and I decided to get it checked out. I went to the doctor, and the doctor, starts just taking my oxygen, my blood pressure, all this stuff, and I'm really confused. I'm hold on, I'm not sick in the traditional sense. I just hurt my hand, and she's like, I know. I just need to do some procedural stuff here. And the way I view it is, I need to see that the franchise is healthy before I can think Super Bowl or bust. So my hands, the Super Bowl, but Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, they're the core vitals. I need to see that they are in a good place. So if we go 11-6 and win a couple playoff games, I'm at peace with that. I can't view it as Super Bowl or bust going in this year.
I think it makes sense. I followed that. I mean, it's can they survive? Is Jalen still a top 10-ish quarterback? Right? Was last year just a blip? Is he going to be that guy again? Can they survive without Kelce and Cox? Are the young defenders at least on an upward trajectory? If we get positive answers to all that, Drew, and it ends in the divisional round, I'll sleep fine in the offseason.
Exactly. If the heartbeat of the team is healthy and the arrow is pointing up, I'm good. Now, similar to what you were saying, Joe, I don't think this NFC is that good. I think the Packers are pretty good. I think the Lions are good. I'm not high on the 49ers. I'm not high on Dallas. So my expectations could change. But right now, I'm just not – I don't view it I don't think it's on the 2004 level at all in terms of what you were referencing earlier.
Yeah, that was a Super Bowl or bust season. Drew, give us a guess here for Hugh's Clues. Who's the current college coach that Hugh knows?
You got it. So I believe this guy was a Georgia assistant when Hugh was in Atlanta, and I actually think his Oregon team is going to be really good this year. I'm going with Dan Lanning.
That's not the right answer, but it's a really good guess. I actually think Oregon's going to win the national title.
Oregon, you know what's funny? When they came into the Big Ten, did you see where they put they had a meme where they were the big dogs coming into the Big Ten, and they had the chihuahuas? I think they're going to get a rude awakening.
Oh, so we see it different. I think they're going to be the best team in the Big Ten.
You think so?
I think they'll win the title.
You think they're going to be better than Ohio State?
Well, it's the two of them. But I think they get Ohio State in Oregon.
Yeah, but okay. But and to your point, the Big Ten ain't what it used to be. It's only two teams that you could think of that are legit threatenements
those
in
two.
The Big Ten.
Those two.
Ohio State, Michigan.
Well, no, I think Oregon and Ohio State.
Well, I meant original.
Oh, yeah,
Big Ten.
Yeah.
Well, not original, but the Blue Bloods. In the
Big
Ten.
I think Michigan's come back off of last year a little bit. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio?
What's up, man?
Chuck, how we doing?
Hey, man, listen, I just want to say something, man. Listening to Hugh Douglas, right? I'm going to tell you something, right? Keep HR as far away from him as you can. You know what I mean? You have nightmares about HR. Listen, the brothers don't like HR.
Man, listen.
Right, we don't like HR.
When HR called, she called me a couple weeks ago, and I was like, what's she calling me for?
Let that one go to voicemail.
Yeah, I tell them straight up when I'm at, man, listen, don't call me. Don't just text me or send me an email. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you. You know what I mean? I want to be invisible to HR. They mess with people's livelihoods. You know what I mean? But I get it. Trust me. It's like going before the judge when you go to HR. I don't play with HR, man. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say, Hugh, I'm with you on this one. Joe, I like to agree with you, Joe. You're my guy. But come on, man. You know, this is a Super Bowl or bust year. It's Super Bowl bust. Last time I checked, we got one Super Bowl. One. In our Super Bowl trophy case. That's not enough for an Eagles franchise. You know what I'm saying? I've been in business since the 50s or whatever, 40s, whatever. I need more Super Bowls, man. You know what I mean? Every year, especially when you got talent like this, it got to be a Super Bowl bust year. this is a Super Bowl bust year. Because, you know, in the NFL, you know, your window closed real quick.
You know, now, Chuck, it does, and it, sometimes it closes faster than you think, right? You think you have 4 years, and it's actually three. You think you have five, and it's actually it does seem to close quicker. But, Chuck, I feel like their window's going to be open a little while. This defense is all so young. They should keep this thing together for 3-4 years.
But you can't say that definitely.
No, not definitely. You know what I mean? You're right.
You know, the only window I know that stayed open that long because they had the greatest quarterback to ever play football was the Patriots window.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you don't get that. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a chance to strike iron, you strike that iron while it's hot. And we still got unfinished business from 2 years ago when we played the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? We came up that short. I think we forget how close we was to win that. We was up by 10, jiggling to my girl, Rihanna, when she came on at halftime. I'm telling her, I'm dancing everything. I'm thinking the thing was in the bag.
Well, and remember, Mahomes is hobbling off the field at halftime, too.
I'm thinking we got this thing in the bag, so my heart still go out to that year. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not over that quite yet. So, yeah, I need to get back to New Orleans this year and win that thing and bring that second Super Bowl trophy home. You know what I mean? That'll be a second one within, what, we won in 17? What, that's the second one in, what, 7 years?
Yeah, 2 in 7 years. Well, that would be – that's big-time NFL status right there. All right, Chuck, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, current college football coach that Hugh knows.
I mean, I'm going to go with – you know, the guy has the same name as Hugh Douglas, the first name. I'm going Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson. That's a good guess.
Yeah, I know
Chuck,
Hugh would
appreciate
know
it. That's not the one. But Hugh was a really interesting NFL coach. What was he there in Cleveland, Hugh, when they were in 0-16?
He had a rough one. Then he was then he was coaching at Grambling for a little while, yeah, Grambling State.
The Raiders was his first NFL gig as a head coach. Yeah, yeah. I always found him as an interesting character. 215-592-9494. Eagles Radiothon, eaglesradiothon.com. It's going on. So 5 p.m. today is when the bids close. We'll tell you more about some of the experiences you could bid on coming up on the other side. You could have a $30 T-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. Buy that right now. All the proceeds, Eagles Radiothon and the Eagles Autism Foundation. If you just want to make any sort of donation, regardless of how high or how... whatever you have to give, text MIDDAY, MIDDAY, to 53209, and those donations will go directly, 100% of them, invested to innovative autism research and care programs. We are so happy to be part of this. Text MIDDAY to 53209. All right, more coming up the other side. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Is this truly a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles? And you're worried, though, for this Braves series. You got Kyle over here worried because the Phillies lost the momentum yesterday. I'm not worried. I haven't been worried about the Braves all year. I won't start now. I'm not worried about this series. I think they'll play fine this weekend. And Jalen Hurts joined the morning show and was asked about the loss of Jason Kelce. I thought his answer was really interesting. We'll play that next, along with your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with the YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.